at Valparaiso, and by him transmitted to the Lords of the Admiralty. But the government was at that time perhaps too much engaged in the events of the Continental War to attend to the information, nor was anything further heard of this interesting little society until 1814. In that year, two British men of war, cruising in the Pacific, made Pitcairn's Island, and on nearing the shore, saw plantations regularly and orderly laid out. Soon afterwards, they observed a few natives coming down a steep descent, with their canoes on their shoulders, and in a few minutes perceived one of these little vessels darting through a heavy surf and paddling off towards the ship. But their astonishment may be imagined when, on coming alongside, they were hailed in good English with, "Won't you heave us a rope now?" This being done, a young man sprang up the side with extraordinary activity and stood on the deck before them. In answer to the question, "Who are you?" he replied that his name was Thursday October Christian, son of the late Fletcher Christian, by an Otaheitan mother, that he was the first born on the island and was so named because he was born on a Thursday in October. All this sounded singular and incredible in the ears of the British captains, Sir Thomas Staines and Mr. Pippin, but they were soon satisfied of its truth.